Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Marcus Aurelius was the Emperor of Rome from 161 to 180 AD. He is considered as the last of the 5 good emperors and one of the most influential Stoic philosophers. His work continues to inspire to this day thanks to his daily journaling practice. Aurelius's journals were gathered together posthumously and were published as the Meditations, although it is unknown precisely when the work first appeared. From his journals, it is likely that Aurelius often found it hard to get out of bed in the morning. He wrote about the inner struggle he had in getting started for the day, such as when he wrote, "At dawn, when you have trouble getting out of bed, tell yourself, I have to go to work. As a human being, what do I have to complain of if I'm going to do what I was born for, the things which I was brought into the world to do? Or is this what I was created for? To huddle under the blankets and stay warm?" Despite the way he felt about leaving his comfortable bed, Aurelius appears to have done his journaling first thing in the morning. He used this as an important exercise in preparing himself for the day ahead. Journaling enabled Aurelius to take a step back from the pressures of being an emperor and reflect objectively on the world around him so that he could ground and center himself. Journaling also enabled him to keep his mind in top condition, as well as giving him a record he could review at the end of the day to see if he really had been his best self. The ancient practice of journaling has many practical applications in the modern world. It is a form of daily reflection that will keep you focused on your goals and help you live your best life. So with that in mind, in this video, we bring you 6 ways to journal like Marcus Aurelius. Number 1. Express yourself freely. Marcus Aurelius says, "Dig deep within yourself, for there is a fountain of goodness ever ready to flow if you will keep digging." The Meditations give us an invaluable insight into the mind of a great and powerful man, but that isn't why Aurelius was writing. In fact, it is unlikely he ever intended for them to be published, meaning that he was completely free to write whatever he wanted without worrying about an audience. It's possible that Aurelius's journal was one of the few opportunities he had to truly express himself without fear of what the reaction may be. It gave him relief from the pressures of being a leader and having to maintain his composure. The level of self-awareness his journals allowed him to develop meant that he was able to embody a fundamental Stoic principle: the only thing you can control is yourself. Aurelius's journal allowed him to reflect on how he handled the challenges he faced and put together a plan of action for when he faced similar situations. Many modern leaders recognize the value of journaling. Powerful people such as John D. Rockefeller, George Patton, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Edison, Ronald Reagan, and Winston Churchill all kept journals as part of their daily routine. A journal is the place where you dig deep into themes and concepts, an active tool for you to use to improve yourself and achieve your goals. For example, you might use your journal to keep track of your personal goals and note your progress towards them. Or you might use it to uncover subconscious thoughts and priorities which are driving you as a person. For this reason, many people find journal prompts useful to help them get the most out of their journal. You can use the same prompts every day, such as noting what you learned that day, what worked and what didn't. Or you can use a different prompt to uncover what's on your mind. You might ask yourself a question like, "What matters to me?" Then set a timer and write for 5 minutes to see what comes out. You can also use your journal to plan activities. You might like to set daily goals, weekly goals, and annual goals, and check in with your journal about your progress. Sometimes when you feel that what you're doing isn't making any difference, it's good to look back over a journal to see just how far you've come. If you're unsure about how to start journaling, ask yourself, when you die, will you have lived your best life? What would those around you say about your character and actions? In your journal, you can make a point every day of noting what people would say about you if you happened to die that day. Would they remember you the way you want to be remembered? Where there is life, there is hope. And you always have the chance to change your ways, to leave a legacy you can be proud of. While it might appear to be morbid to focus so heavily on death, it can be a truly life-affirming activity. The Stoics viewed every day they had as a blessing, and understanding that your time here is limited and that it's up to you to make the most of it while you're here is key to being Stoic. You can use your journal to examine this subject from a number of angles. Perhaps there are ambitions and dreams you had when you were younger that you haven't yet fulfilled. Maybe you've even given up on them. Your journal allows you to identify these and put in place an action plan to make them a reality. Even if you don't see any way in which they can be possible, the simple act of choosing to live your best life while you're here can make a huge difference to your experiences and attitudes. Number 2. Write about your sage. Marcus Aurelius tells us, "Mastery of reading and writing requires a master. Still more so, life." The sage is someone who is considered to be a good and virtuous person. In classical philosophy, a sage is someone who is considered to be wise or experienced in a certain field, and who is revered for their wisdom, judgment, and expertise. For many people, this is a role model. Stoics spend time contemplating on their sages and whether their own actions were consistent with those of their sage. Marcus Aurelius's sage was Zeno, the founder of Stoic philosophy, and he would often ask himself, what would Zeno do? To start with this exercise, all you need to do is identify your role models. It could be anyone, from your favorite superhero to your favorite character on a TV show. They could be your friend or a relative you admire, a great philosopher, or even the leaders you respect in your industry or organization. After you identify them, ask yourself, what are the qualities in them that make them so ideal? In your journal, write down all of your role models, past or present, and the best qualities of these individuals, discarding their negative character traits. Once you have everything written down, spend 5 to 10 minutes every morning visualizing how they would go about dealing with the different aspects of their day. You can also write down your favorite quotes or important principles of any philosophy you wish to follow and read them out every morning before you start your day. This act of journaling, of reminding yourself each day about your role models and the important principles they espouse, will serve you as a meditative experience. The idea behind this exercise is to see whether your actions are in line with your role models. If so, and if you repeat this wisdom over and over again, it will soon become muscle memory, and you'll start acting like the people you admire in the way that you think, the way you talk, and of course, the way you act. Number 3. Write about the worst possible outcome. According to Marcus Aurelius, when you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, the people I deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly. Marcus Aurelius, despite being a man of great temperance and discipline, is said to have practiced the technique of negative visualization as part of his morning routine. Each morning he would write down all the negative qualities people could exhibit, and reminded himself that none of them could hurt him or make him feel angry. This way, he prepared himself for the people he might encounter and was ready to handle anyone, no matter how difficult or abrasive they may be. By visualizing the negative qualities of people, he was practicing the principle of dichotomy of control. The dichotomy of control is the Stoic idea of separating things that are within our control from the things that are outside our control. Things that are within your control are your thoughts, like your opinions, goals, or your desires and actions, like how you pursue your goals or how you react to events. Things that are outside of your control is everything else, like the outcome of an event, your wealth, your health, the past, or your reputation. The idea behind this principle is to focus on the things you can control. So the only thing we can do when things go wrong is to react in the most appropriate manner, without frustration or anger. But it can often be difficult to act in an appropriate manner when misfortune catches you off guard. This is where morning preparation journaling can become useful. All you have to do is take a couple of minutes each morning and write down all the things that could go wrong in your day. If you have a rough idea of what your day looks like, then it shouldn't be difficult to think about things that could potentially go wrong. An important presentation, exam, or first date are all things that you can write down as potential encounters with misfortune. You could forget your USB stick that has your presentation, mess up your exam, or have an allergic reaction in the middle of that date. Once you've written the things down that could go wrong, remind yourself not to worry and start thinking of ways you can best handle the situation if it arises. This way, you are preparing yourself to handle such events, and when the inevitable mishap happens, it will be easier for you to go into problem-solving mode or accept it with equanimity instead of sulking about it. You can also use negative visualization to face your fears. There are many forms of negative visualization, and one of its variations is fear setting. Fear setting is all about defining your fears and conquering them. Fear setting is not a daily exercise. It's only done once in a while or when there's something you're unsure or afraid about pursuing. Here are the four steps of fear setting. Step 1. Write down the thing you're unsure or afraid of doing. It could be anything, like standing up to your bully, asking someone out, or quitting college to work on a startup. Step 2. Write down the worst that could happen. If you confront your bully, you could get beaten up. If you ask someone out, they could turn you down. Or your business venture could simply fail after investing money, time, and resources on it. Step 3. Write down what you could do if the worst-case scenario happens. If you get in a fight, you may get a few bruises. If you get rejected, you can move on. Or if your venture fails, you could go back to school or take what you've learned and work on a new business idea. Step 4. Write down the best-case scenario. Your bully will stop bullying you. The person you ask out says yes. Your startup succeeds. By following the four steps, you'll realize that the worst-case scenario is not that bad, and the best-case scenario is worth the risk. Fear setting can be tremendously helpful when you're unsure about taking a risk in life, because it not only prepares you for the worst-case scenarios, but it also gives you the courage to take necessary leaps of faith in life. Number 4. Reflect on your day. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, these are the characteristics of the rational soul: self-awareness, self-examination, and self-determination. It reaps its own harvest. It succeeds in its own purpose. In addition to journaling in the morning, the Stoics also saw the value in writing for a short time in the evening. The purpose was usually to review the events of the day so that you can work on improving your flaws. Journaling gave Marcus Aurelius a record he could review at the end of the day to see if he really had been his best self. If you wish to become a better person, first you need to be aware of your faults. That is what nightly reflections are for. We too can start reflecting on our days. Ask yourself questions like, what did I do well today? What did I do wrong today? Did I embody the quality of my sage in my actions? How can I improve? To answer each question, you need to go through your day in your mind and consider all of your actions throughout. Think about when you followed your good habit or reacted to something rationally instead of acting out. Also, consider the times when you gave in to your temptations and continued a bad habit or let your emotions get the better of you. Then think about what aspect of your actions you could improve. It could be anything from spending quality time with your family to being more honest and having the courage to say no. Write as many answers to each of these three questions as you like, but to prevent making this into just another chore, one or two answers for each question is enough. You only need to spend around 5 to 10 minutes at this exercise. But if you do it consistently, you will become more mindful throughout your day to continue the good habits and not repeat the bad ones. Soon, you will have fixed many flaws that you once thought were impossible to improve upon. If you continue this for a few months, you'll also be able to read through old entries and see just how far you've come since then. Number 5. Be grateful. Marcus Aurelius writes, "To the gods I am indebted for having good grandfathers, good parents, a good sister, good teachers, good associates, good kinsmen and friends, nearly everything good." The Stoics understood that gratitude is an essential part of happiness. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, said thank you to all of the people he felt he owed something to. In our modern world, we often believe that happiness is something to be chased after, something you get once you've achieved a certain goal or bought some expensive product. After eventually achieving our goals and milestones, we realize that the happiness that we're looking for doesn't actually reside there, so we go looking for it in the next one. The truth is, happiness can only be found within yourself because it isn't determined by any external factor, and one of the most effective ways of obtaining happiness is through gratitude. We all have something that someone doesn't, something perhaps someone believes to be their key to happiness. It could be anything from having some friends, to family, to having food on your plate. By appreciating these things in life, you'll realize that you have much more than you thought, and there's no reason for you to be unhappy. There are two ways you can incorporate gratitude into your Stoic journal. One is to write about all the things you're grateful for in your life. You could be grateful for anything and everything. It could be your job, your family, the house that you live in, the food that you eat, the bed that you sleep in. You could also write about how grateful you are for past adversities making you the person you are today. Or write about current ones because they're giving you the opportunity to grow. Write it down once and go through this list daily after your evening reflections. The second way is to pick 3 to 5 things every day that you're thankful for and write them down in your journal. This could be anything from your colleague getting donuts for your team, to coming home to your happily excited pet, or simply just being thankful for being alive. Expressing gratitude daily comes with a lot of benefits. It lowers your stress levels, gives you a greater sense of calm and a whole new level of clarity, and as you continue the practice, you'll be able to focus your time and energy on appreciating things that truly make you the happiest version of yourself. Number 6. Be consistent. In our final words of wisdom from Marcus Aurelius for this video, he teaches us that you must build up your life action by action and be content if each one achieves its goal as far as possible. And no one can keep you from this. The Stoics believed that in an ever-changing world, routine is a prerequisite of excellence, and good habits are a safe haven of certainty. They were all about following the system, their routines and repetition. They were all about knowing what the right thing is and doing it daily. Marcus Aurelius himself was a man of great self-discipline, and was very consistent with his writings. He wrote the majority of the 12 books of the Meditations at Sirmium, modern-day Serbia, where he spent time planning military campaigns and strategy during the Markomannic Wars. A few of the books were written while he was positioned at Aquincum on campaign in Pannonia, and the internal notes tell us that the first book was written when he was campaigning against the Kadi on the river Granova, modern-day Hron in Slovakia. For most of us, with the ever-growing demand of our modern world, finding time to write in your journal can be difficult at first, because it feels like another thing on your never-ending to-do list. But after you get into the routine, it becomes second nature. You can choose to write in the morning like Marcus Aurelius while planning for your day. Or you can choose to write in the evening like Seneca as part of your daily reflection routine. But the best way to make the most out of this habit is to write for 10 minutes, both in the morning and evening. This way, it will be easier for you to prepare for the day ahead and review the day that has just passed. Journaling will improve your life in a lot of ways, but to avail those benefits, you need to be consistent. Say after watching this video, you start journaling and you do it for a couple of days, but on the third day you put it off. Then on the fourth day, you'll say, I'll do it from next Monday or from the coming month. Don't wait for this coming Monday or next month to start with it all over again. Just forgive yourself for not writing on that day and start writing again from the next. A bad day doesn't have to become a bad week, and a bad week doesn't have to become a bad year. Your ability to keep going is what molds you into a disciplined and strong person.